Welcome to Paint Ed. Hey, I'm Chris Schenk, the education guy at the Painting Contractors Association, providing painting contractors with the training and connections they need to grow their business. To find out more, visit pdca.org. New construction often gets a bad rap. Some contractors completely steer away from it because they feel like it doesn't pay, or it doesn't pay on time or fairly. Unfortunately, some of that may be accurate of new construction work from time to time, but there are ways to find profitable work there with the right methods and tools. On this episode of Paint Ed, I talk with Nate Budd, the Chief Legal Officer at Zlien. He tells us what to do when customers don't pay and how to prevent that from happening. Zlien is a PDCA friend and supporter, and we are proud to have people like them in our corner with great resources and training to help our contractors get paid on time for the work they do. New construction can be profitable. Hey, Nate, welcome to Paint Ed.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Okay, so we love you guys over there at Zlien. You are a partner in our education here at PDCA, and we had you guys on a podcast before, and you've given some really great training to our contractors. And you talk about what to do when you're not getting paid, and especially when it comes to, you know, working as, you know, one of the trades on a big set, basically, when you're painting on a new construction site and you're waiting for all the payment to come through and then you don't get paid on time, or you're working with general contractors and other people and it's just not all fitting together. And then you think, what next? And this is the fear, I think, when people move into situations like that. Do you think that keeps a lot of contractors from doing new construction?
Sure. The worry about getting paid fast and getting paid fairly can really determine what jobs people take on.
The word on the street is new construction doesn't pay. Let me just, without me qualifying that anymore, what's your response to that?
I think that if people use the tools that are available to them, they can pretty much guarantee payment on any type of work, whether that's new construction, whether it's anything else. I think that, you know, there may be a kernel of truth in that it's harder to get paid on some jobs than others, but there are ways to combat that and make sure that you get paid fast on every project.
Okay, so real quick, just so people know a little bit about what you do, I know we always try to avoid the commercials and stuff, but I think it's important to talk about why you guys are the experts and talk about how to get paid. So you have a really neat system set up. Real briefly, tell me what it is you guys do there at Zlien.
Sure. So we like to help people get paid quickly by making sure that they're visible on the project, that people know that lien rights and all the compliance work that goes around with maintaining a security right or a lien right on a project is secured, and then using that right to make sure that payment happens quickly.
And how does that work? How would you make sure it happens quickly? I mean, what's the process you guys have to facilitate that?
So we provide a system for notice and lien compliance management where a party can input certain project information and then have the entire process of required notices or then any required liens taken care of automatically through our system. Yeah, all online through a web-based application. Just come online to the site. You can enter the project information and be prompted with next steps, any applicable deadline or document that may be required in order to remain in a secured position on the job.
Gotcha. Okay. So does that differ, by the way, from state to state? Because there's different requirements, right, in different places. And you guys, do you have all that kind of built in into algorithms or whatever into the online process?
We do. We have what is called the lien genome that we put together over a period of many years. It's continuously growing. But we have every requirement in the country for staying secured on construction projects mapped into our system. And those rules and requirements change from state to state, from job to job, from role to role, depending on who hired you. And it's all exceedingly complex, but all of that is built into the system so it can be made automatic without any further prompting other than just the information you have about the job.
Gotcha. Okay. So I think that's pretty neat. You guys have a pretty smooth operation there, and it helps people kind of know what to do next to get paid on the job. So tell me if you can, now I want to get away from that a little bit, which I think is so neat, how you guys provide that service. But
Tell me, what is the essential problem for people who don't get, but what's the difference between the companies that get paid and those that don't? Are they doing something different right off the bat that could be kind of headed off before they get into the problem of having to, you know, have a mechanics lien?
Sure. We think that the lien right is the fulcrum around which these payment problems kind of rotate. But a big problem in terms of getting paid in the first place is a lack of visibility on the project. Depending on who hired you, the party in control, ultimately in control of the money, might not even know that you're on the job. And if they do know that you're on the job, might not know that you have maintained your lien rights. So providing that type of visibility to the entire payment chain is critical in maintaining cash flow and making sure you're getting paid on time.
Okay, so you want to start that stuff up front. And what's some of the tips and tricks basically to making sure you follow up to that and making sure you're able to get paid?
Well, you want to send a notice on every project at the start. This is oftentimes a requirement of the law for any state, but you want to send a notice to make sure that you provide that visibility, make sure everybody knows that you're on the job, and make sure that your lien rights are protected. And then after you provide that visibility, there are other things that you can do to help speed up that payment too. For instance, there's a lot of confusion surrounding lien waivers and what those particular documents do or don't do, or when you should send them, or if you should wait for a request. All of that stuff is just noise getting in the way of quick payment. There are waivers that can be sent along with a invoice or along with a pay app to speed up the time to payment from when you are requesting it to when you get it.
How do you reduce stress by preventing payment problems? I mean, is there a lot of stress involved in this whole idea of trying to, you know, get paid, worrying about if you're going to get paid, worrying about even if you're going to go into a project where you're not sure if you're getting paid? So how do you reduce all that stress overall?
As you know, margins on construction projects for many people doing work on the construction project are very, very slim. So any worry at all that you have about getting paid or getting paid on time can be exceptionally stressful. And then added to that, the fact that the rules and requirements for maintaining your lien rights and all the other paperwork associated with making sure you're going to get paid on time is so complex. And there are so many different issues that can arise between parties exchanging these documents. It can be very, very stressful. But by using a system, creating a system and following it to take that off your plate and know that all of the documents are handled efficiently and correctly and on time can be a huge stress reliever for parties.
Yeah, I think of that stress and even trying to, like you think of going after the money yourself is hard enough to know how to go through that process, to manage that, to kind of manage all the people and all the personalities involved in that. Still, there's a process with you guys though, even with you guys trying to facilitate that happening more efficiently and empowering people. I'm sure that's part of the struggle too, is just continually saying it's not that hard. It is worth it. Do you find yourself having to say to people again and again, it's worth it. New construction process is worth it. And let me ask that question first. Do you find yourself having to tell people, no, it's worth it. You can do this.
Absolutely. And whether that's taking on more jobs, it's worth it to go through, you know, setting up the process to take on more jobs, or whether that's going through setting up the process to follow the lien rights process and the noticing process and setting up using waivers correctly. All of that process may take a little bit of effort to install on the front end, but it's absolutely worth it when you can increase the amount of companies you can do business with, increase the number of jobs you can take, know that you're going to get paid, and not have that stress that payment is a worry anymore. Knowing that part of the job is taken care of is absolutely worth the preliminary effort of setting up a process to follow.
What would the numbers say? What would the statistics say about people who get into a project and start having a problem? I mean, does it happen often? Is it not often? Under what conditions, you know, what do the numbers say on that?
Well, it's incredibly common that people start projects and then have difficulty getting paid on time. Construction is one of the industries that has the longest time to payment from an invoice or a pay app until somebody's actually getting paid. The issue going all the way down to filing a lien is relatively uncommon, but that's because if you follow the process, the lien doesn't have to ever occur. You can use the lien process to get paid generally without filing the lien itself.
What's the percentage of people who have to end up filing a lien?
Overall in the industry, I think about 2% of projects end up with a lien filed.
Okay, it's not bad. And this, especially, would you say using the process you guys talk about, that's what narrows it down and filters it to 2%? And without the process that you guys advise, what would you say that percentage is like? Is that a fair question?
I'm not sure what the percentage is, what the percentage could be overall. I know that the percentage of parties who express the fact that payment is an issue for them, whether it's on time or at all, is high. But filing a lien is difficult to make a judgment on because the process is complex. A lot of people get to the point where they're not paid and don't have the ability to file a lien because they haven't followed the process. So the percentage can be changed by a party's understanding of how it works.
Okay. And I'm just also curious too, like, so if people give their notices correctly and they do their work up front, how that would reduce, you know, the ultimate end of filing a lien, how often does it prevent it? I know I'm asking really hard questions on terms of, like, do we have real numbers for this? But I would just be curious to see how that's reduced if you go through the right process up front to make sure that everybody knows kind of what is acceptable and what's required for these types, what your rights are, you know?
Following the process and sending the notices up front, making sure that you're visible, drastically reduces the necessary percentage of projects on which a lien has to be filed. Providing that visibility and making sure that the lien right is protected is generally enough to prompt payment before it gets to the lien itself. The lien, nobody likes liens as a concept, right? If you're having to file a lien, it means that it's taking too long to get you paid. You should have been paid faster. And then on the other end, the property owner or the general contractor don't like liens because the property is encumbered or the project is getting held up by this document. So people want to avoid the liens, and that's really where the power of the liens comes in, by making sure that it's known that your lien right is protected. That party gets paid faster because nobody wants the lien to be the end result.
Gotcha. Hey, Nate, I don't know if you know that Coy and I had talked at one point, I think Charlotte too, about that we're releasing this video during Industry Standards Month. And so we wanted to tie in just a little bit to this whole idea of, you know, we try to include PDCA industry standards with every contract. So that way the owners, the homeowners, the customers, and even, the owners and general contractors and everybody know what they can be expecting from the contractor, and the contractor knows what they're supposed to be living up to, the standards they're supposed to be living up to, what they provide. And so this whole idea of getting paid can tie in really well to, are you adhering to the highest standards, for one? Are you communicating as you ought to be communicating? I wonder if this might be the part that you guys might not be prepared to answer. I asked Coy about this. Remember, if we could tie it into the standards. I think they said on that side that you guys might review those and find a way to tie those in a little bit. Have you guys done that?
I can talk about the fact that sending these notices, whether or not people or contractors do these on every project like they ought to, sending these notices is a requirement in many states. So it's best practice, an industry standard, to send these documents to provide this visibility. Property owners want to receive notices because it lets them know who is on the project. General contractors want to receive these notices because it lets them know who is on the project so they can mitigate their own risk by making sure that parties get paid appropriately to avoid lien claims in the future from people that they didn't even know were there. So it is definitely standard to exchange this information to make sure that these projects are flowing smoothly, and it's best practice to do so, and being a better steward of the project to provide this information so that everybody can work together to get a good outcome without the project being gummed up by liens when people are going to get paid eventually anyway.
Gotcha. Is there anything, any other points, like overarching points about liens or lien waivers or notices that you feel like you want to address in this podcast?
Well, I think it's important to know that the lien itself is what's the power behind getting all these, making sure that you're paid on time, but it's something that you want to avoid. And that because it's something that everybody wants to avoid, it's really provides the emphasis behind all of these actions. So sending a notice provides the visibility, but it also makes sure that everybody knows a lien right is protected. Sending a conditional waiver along with every invoice, or sending a conditional waiver along with every pay app, makes you get paid faster because there's no need for the GC or the property owner to then request that waiver because they're worried about your lien right. But it still protects you by not being unconditional, an unconditional waiver of your right to file a lien. And then again, if you remain unpaid, sending a notice of intent to lien is a powerful step that can really result in payment, often without needing to take the final step in expense and more aggressive act of filing the lien itself.
Okay, well, I mean, that's a great overview of this whole process that I think is a mystery to some people, and they don't know what resources are available. How do people find out more about Zlien?
They can come to our website, zlien.com. We have resources on all kinds of this information, providing more information on a state-by-state basis, on a project basis. We have a blog that we write a lot about all these questions and provide answers to. That's zlien.com, Z-L-I-E-N.com.
Well, Nate, thank you so much. We are looking forward to the video that's going to be released from Zlien. I know it's going to be at the end of June. That's when we're releasing it and announcing it. It's going to have a lot of good points about how to go through that process and a little bit of what you just talked about. So interested in hearing more and talking more with you guys. And I really do think you're a great resource for the industry. So glad to be partnering with you guys for education. Thanks for being on Paint Ed.
Thank you very much.
Paint Ed podcasts are a product of the Painting Contractors Association. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PDCA and getting access to advanced resources for your business, visit pdca.org. We'll see you next time.
Is that a fair question?